She put in some money into this scheme. She made about 40% return on it the first 3 months. She decided, hell, at this rate, I could be vastly fortunate if I put all $600,000 and $700,000 in there. I'd really be fortunate. I could make billions of dollars out of it. She put $720,000, her entire nest egg in there, what little her husband was making as part of his pension they were living on, put all her nest egg in there. The guy moved off to the Caribbean islands with it. Never saw her money again. That was a Ponzi scheme. How many of you understand this? There are people that do this. I know of about 25 people in the last year that I've ended up consulting with that have lost their entire fortunes with those games. I don't want you to lose your fortune. I want you to preserve thy principle. Everybody say, I preserve my principle. What is our time, by the way? 6:10? Now, if I save, if I want to put it, I've got three options of where I can put my money. I can put it into superannuation once I've got my liquid. I can put some of it into real estate, some of it. But if I put all of it into real estate and I live beyond my means and the real estate went up, I'm going to be all elated. I'm going to tell everybody how much money I made. But when the market goes down, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and not tell anybody how I screwed my economics up. And maybe you know what I'm talking about. If you get extroverted, you will be introverted. But if you did nothing but put it in your superannuation and put nothing but put it into your house, unless you could max out your superannuation and somehow survive through the liquid moments, the stressful moments throughout the journey, or borrow against the equity of your house, which is fine. That's another alternative way of doing it, but I don't find that the wisest way ultimately. At the end of your period of 65, 55, 70, 50, whatever it is you're going to retire, 40, you may have a beautiful house. You may have a moderate income from superannuation because there's a capitalist cap on the superannuation anyway, isn't there? Got a max you can do. And by the way, that's not enough to become vastly fortunate, but moderately fortunate. You're going to have to do some investing outside that and savings outside that. So I recommend that you do all three. I recommend that you're doing this. And now you can stick some of that into your superannuation, some of that into your investments, and some of that into your real estate. Those three areas. Your superannuation to max that out. Your goal is to get to a point where you max that out. You invest the difference. And yes, you're going to be paying top marginal dollar in tax in the beginning probably. But once it's in saving, you're not. Get it into saving and leave it there. And don't turn it over. And don't try to time the market. And don't try to think you're smarter than the market. Mathematically, you're an idiot to think you're going to beat the market consistently. Nobody has beat the market consistently. And somebody who tells you they're going to do it is only lying to you about that one time they beat it. That's like everybody who goes gambling tells you about the time they won the money. They don't tell you about the 30 times they lost the money, do they? Would you agree? They'll tell you about the time they made a lot of money, but they'll tell you that story. But if you ask them, how often do you lose and how much have you lost? Oh, a lot more. Because the wheels of fortune in the lotto, the lottery, the gambling casinos, and the speculative investments are not designed in your favor. The odds are not in your favor. Why would you want to put your money into areas that are not odds in your favor and gamble when you don't need to build wealth? Totally unnecessary. There's no reason to gamble with it. Because when you manage money wisely, you get more money to manage. Since I've been doing this, my business has grown. Nobody's missed their paycheck. I've had a consistent savings. I've got to accelerate that savings, which I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I've now had multiple streams of income show up in my life from royalties, from people donating, to investment properties, to all the investments returning monies. And more opportunities come and more opportunities come as I save. So it started off slow, and every time I went to another level, it got a little faster and got a little faster and got a little faster until after a while, it gets to a point where you're going, my God, this is unbelievable how opportunities are coming to me right and left. Because the more money you have, the more people want to give you money. I got people now coming up to me and said, I'd like to be able to do business with you and merge with you, and I'll give you a royalty just so I can do business off your brand. And I had this guy in Denver. He said, I don't invest in anybody else's business. I invest all my money into my own business. And I said, so you have no savings. You just keep putting it back into investing in the business, and you're hoping to sell that business. He says, yes. So that means your heart's not into your business. It's just you're an entrepreneur. You like a business. You're going to sell it. You're going to get an exit strategy. You're going to get out. You're going to sell. He goes, yeah. I said, fine. You are taking a risk. You got all your eggs in one basket. You got no liquidity. He had no liquidity in his business, no margin. It's just went back into the business. Tell me, do you want to buy a business that has shown no margin?